So the UEFA Cup, would you say that was your best year? I mean, you nearly played every game for that run, didn't you?
I was lucky, to be honest. I was the fact that we were competing for every competition as well meant games were coming thick and fast. So you were playing all the time midweek, and to start off the qualifiers of the Champions League, I played, and then to play in the Champions League games, unfortunate to miss the Barcelona game through suspension, the away game. Although I did go, and they couldn't get me off the pitch. I was like a wee kid in a
Wee
sweet
boy.
shop. All the boys were showered, waiting on the bus to go
You're
home
standing there.
for their scram, and I was still kicking balls a bit. And then obviously the run to Manchester, I think I missed a couple through suspension. Werder Bremen, I was coming back from injury. I sat on the bench for the second leg. Still remember McGregor's save like it was yesterday. Unbelievable, probably one of the best saves I've ever seen in my life. And thankfully I was a kind of mainstay in the team as such at that time.
Was it? Would you say that was your best season in football?
Probably no, mate. Probably the
No.
magnitude of what I achieved. Aye, but
Was it most enjoyable for?
I. It's funny, eh? Because everybody talks about the pressure playing for Rangers, and I noticed a big difference. Although I put a lot of pressure within myself, being a Hibs captain and being a supporter, so I took the results to heart every week. Some boys didn't as such, eh? Do you know what I mean? And that can happen anywhere. But when I moved to Rangers, the pressure, the magnitude of having to succeed and to win
You're
every
one
game,
bad game away from being a
oh,
bad
it was,
player,
of
didn't
course
you?
you were, aye. And I went through being quite media driven in the fact that I got a lot of plaudits as a young Hibs player of that generation. Can we all got a lot of plaudits to then? People were like, he's all right. Do you know what I mean? It took a while to win the fans over, to win the media over, to feel like you were warrant and you deserve to be there as such. I still remember played Stuttgart Champions League, first night I played in the Champions League. You know what it's like, the music. We're all football
That when
fans.
Charlie scored? No.
Aye, Charlie scored, aye, Cuttingway's right foot. Darshaville scored a penalty. Played against Stuttgart, top players, eh? Khedira played in the middle of the pitch, playing with Real Madrid, you know what I mean? Like top players, just won the German Bundesliga. So the Lyon had won the French, Barcelona, Spanish, obviously, and they were the German champs. So you're up against it. They were great players, and my pals come through to watch. You wanted it on video. You wanted to see it when the camera goes along the
Long
faces, innit?
faces,
It's amazing, innit?
of course
That's
it
what
is.
dreams are made of, yeah. And 2-1, sitting back, 10 grand a win we used to get,
Wow.
buzzing. All the boys buzzing.
Your money head's in Harvey next
You're
thing you
thinking,
know.
I'm getting this new set of sneakers. No one's like them. No one's like
These are all easy.
them. New set of sneakers, and going back to hotel, me and Whitty used to stay through because we'd be in for recovery, so they'd put us up in a hotel. Normally the one next to the Marriott, Menzies, that's what it's called. They used to put us up in the Menzies, so me and Whit normally stop off at the garage and get some sweeties or whatever, eh, a drink of juice. And Coisty phones me, watching the highlights. I was like, we're not back yet. He's like, I just wanted to say, unbelievable, best player on the pitch. See, I thought you were fantastic. He said, tell your mate, he says, done brilliant. Obviously, nice for me. I
On
probably
a
didn't know I was
high,
travelling back with Whitty. On a high, get in, watch the highlights, go in the next morning, and Andy Devlin gave me a fucking four in the paper. How can you win in the Champions League?
Yeah, four.
I got four. So that was what you're up against
So would
being
you
a
go in every
Rangers
month?
player.
Would you read? Would the papers be in
No,
there?
not because but you
Just
do it to
by
start
chance?
with. You just and you just by time you teach yourself not to read them, eh? And not to bother, eh? But obviously when you are young and you're in the papers all the
You're
time, and it's
desperate to read, of
always,
course.
of course you are, aye. And the best thing for me, probably in a media respect, and for me mentally myself, was getting taught not to read them and no bother.
There's so much more to deal with when you are a Celtic
Of
and
course
Rangers
there
player,
is,
isn't
mate. Yeah, of
there?
course there is, and that's what comes with the territory. Yeah. But it was funny because when I left to go to Middlesbrough, and then I never had that pressure.
You missed it.
I missed it, man.
Of course.
So it's a funny one, eh? It's one that I think if you can embrace and you thrive off that pressure, you can be a success. Yet if you didn't have that pressure, at times when I was at Middlesbrough, I felt like I was playing reserve games. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, good team in the Championship, playing against good players, but the magnitude of playing at the Old Firm is something
Massive.
it's huge, yeah.
Just to go back to Walter Smith, obviously he's a bit of a madman, isn't he, when you get baited? Were you ever on the wrong side
I
of
was, aye.
that?
I think I might have got a two in the paper that game,
Where
though. The count us away.
Was it?
Aye. We got beat 2-1 Champions League qualifier the season after getting the UEFA Cup
Cup
final.
final and no.
So the anti-climax, obviously the summer of going so close to potentially winning a quadruple, to 6 weeks later we were all shite, basically. And we were poor, to be fair. And I don't know if it was just the way I felt I was in the team or the game or whatever, but Christian Daly played that game and he kept on getting the ball away. Uh-huh. You know what I'm like when people get the ball away, I'm throwing my arms up in the air, but instinctively I never even knew I was doing it. Uh-huh. And we were in like a classroom, honestly no bigger than this room, and the chairs were actually chairs like this, so you had to hang your trackie over the back, and Jimmy obviously put your strip on the seat and then your boots underneath or whatever, and I'm sitting and he comes in and it's obviously silence, all the boys like hands and knees and whoosh, right in my face. Smell his breath and that, right in my face. And who the fuck do you think you are? Throwing your fucking arms up in the air and all this, and you just fucking.
Do you ever go back?
No, you don't.
No. Would anyone ever know?
No chance. I've seen Fergie get the hairdryer. I seen him crack loads of times.
All the top players, everyone got
it. Aye. I seen Fergie got it at Stuttgart. Kicked the board and everything.
And would it be forgotten about the next day, or would it?
Aye, that's why he was the best. So you never felt like, obviously on the plane, going back with all the press, you ken what's coming, don't you?
Do you know what I mean?
No, so much the papers, you're not bored about them, but you're bored about the intensity of the fans.
What he's going to say.
Do you know what I mean? So the feeling Monday morning, you don't want to look him in the eye, do you? You want to just avoid, do you know what I mean? Avoid him as such. But he was that good in the fact that you could prepare for a game 3 or 4 days later and he would have you feeling on top of the world again.